Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast 2016-2017 with me, Craig Hazel, comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
And FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hello everybody.
Hello, we are back for the 2016-17 season. For those of you here last season, for those who just joined us, welcome to the UK slash world's?
World's biggest FPL podcast.
World's biggest FPL
Certainly.
Podcast.
Certainly.
He says of authority. Yeah. So we're going to be guiding you through this season, all 38 weeks of it, with FPL tips, tricks.
Tricks?
Yeah, why not? I mean, yeah. Tips is loose as tricks, to
be
fair.
I was going to say, tips, you're really pushing it.
We may not get you over the line and win your mini league, but we will hope to be entertaining on the way. Now, when we planned doing the podcast today for the first one, we did obviously anticipate the game having started.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were lied to. We were told something that didn't happen. They said it's going to be up this week, so we planned around it. It's not up. The FPL community on Twitter have gone absolutely mental.
Are they both really upset?
Yeah. Stimmers and Sabs are absolutely furious.
Furious. But the game hasn't launched. We've been told it's going to start week commencing 18th of July, which is vague.
Yeah, so it's going to be next week sometime, which means probably by about this time next week, towards the end of the week.
But we're sticklers with diary.
We're here.
So we got together anyway.
Exactly. So we're actually all together in the same room.
For once. Yeah.
Which doesn't usually happen.
But we're still going to give you a bit of a preview of the season, give you a bit of a taste of what's going to come up for the season if you've never listened to the Gaffer Tapes before, and some of our usual features, such as the quiz. Tom is the new quiz master for the season.
A lot of people are excited about this. For anyone who doesn't know, the first season we did, the 2014-15 season.
That's how years were.
Correct. 2014-15 season, Craig was the quiz host and it was me versus Ash. I lost. Last year, 2015-16 season, Ash was the quiz, as everyone knows. It was me versus Craig, and I lost. So this year, I'm going to be the
you can't
quiz
lose.
Master. I can't lose. I'm so happy. The pressure's off.
What were your two forfeits for losing? The quiz?
First forfeit for losing was being an Arsenal fan myself.
That was the forfeit.
A lifelong Arsenal fan. Yeah, it was.
I went back
in time, found myself, and went, support Arsenal. No, I was a, being an Arsenal fan myself, I had to have a little photo shoot done at Gaffer Tapes HQ with a Spurs shirt on. And then losing last year, I then had to put that picture on my website, being an award-winning comedian.
So, and the forfeit last year was...
No, Tottenham fan.
And I'm a Tottenham fan.
The forfeit last year was naming your son after Tottenham striker.
Exactly, yeah. So I've had a small child called Harry.
So that is it.
But at the end of the day, you know, it's all about the quiz. And we will have a quiz later in this episode.
Bit of a tease. Is it going to go towards our score?
Tommy's quiz. Well, do you know what it was? I thought last year, about this time last year, we did a pre-season pod. And I...
Funny that.
I lost, as usual.
Yeah.
And the forfeit was to put Balotelli in my team for the first 2 weeks. So I think we're going to have some kind of... And we haven't actually spoken about this on there. So we do need to have some kind of
that's
forfeit.
Fair. It's
but obviously we don't know. Yeah, Balotelli may still be on the game. So if Balotelli's on the game, we don't know yet because that fucking FPL site hasn't updated. But if he is, you've got to stick him in.
Let's talk about it during half-time. Come back for when the extra quiz is on.
Okay, yeah. We'll sort that.
But that is, I didn't even think about
the voice of reason. Yeah, exactly.
We're going to be doing that at the end. For those of you who are listening for the first time, we also obviously normally acknowledge some of you guys. We get all your tweets, all your questions from throughout the week. Luckily, we've got a loyal following who have been following us over the summer. So we're going to read through some of their questions later on. But for those of you who are listening for the first time, it's at the Gaffer Tapes. And Tom really doesn't like his job, so he will reply to all of those tweets at some point.
I'm bang. I've done so much Twittering over the last sort of few weeks.
Well, mainly Euro 2016. We can't really do a football podcast without talking about
it. Got to mention it.
Yeah, that was it. That's the mention out of the way of Euro 2016.
That's
pretty much done.
How did you find it? It was weird for me because obviously having a small child, I did actually watch a lot of the football, but it depressed me, all of it. I don't know what it was.
What about the football?
It wasn't bad. Quite enjoyed it. No, it was a weird one because you're quite the sort of international sportsman, Ash.
Yeah, big time. I just came back from the polo season winning the Alcazi Cup.
But you loved the World Cup. When we did our first ever podcasts for the World Cup as a pre-season two years ago, and you kind of get into the... England don't have to be in it for you to enjoy it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well. That when we first did it, our first ever one was a little mini World Cup.
Yeah, it was.
Three or four. So enthusiastic, and that was such a good World Cup.
Yeah, but then we were sick of the sight of each other, so we took Euro 2016 off.
Yeah.
But we came back from that, being like sort of energised, oh, international football's quite good again, and everyone was like,
yeah, that's true,
quite positive. And this Euros, and I fucking love all of them. Mm. It doesn't matter how boring it is, but it was proper shit.
Was it that shit? See, I thought that. It was. Is that the general consensus?
I don't know. But it was quite shit. It is, like, it's gotta be bad.
Well, I tried to see the good in it. Taking England out of it as a football tournament, yeah. I tried to get excited about certain games, and then you'd get a ridiculous game like, France-Iceland 5-2, or you would get some teams playing some really great football in the, you know, watching the group stage, Wales playing Slovakia or Russia. Wales-Russia was a great game. And then all of a sudden you'd get a terrible Portugal game or a terrible England game. Well, and I've got to be honest, I found it hard to enjoy, even as a neutral.
I thought the best thing about it was the refereeing. So that shows you the level of it.
Really?
Yeah, like the refereeing was good. And then that's the
You put weird bets on. Did you put bets on like refereeing decisions and stuff like that?
Yeah, I had a like quadruple multi-bet on the final. It was, oh, you saw it. I tweeted in the thing. It was like, who was going to get like under 10 referee points and some corners and all that kind of shit.
I won £500 on Ashley Williams scoring against
you
Belgium.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah,
I saw
that.
Yeah, I did an offer, the Bet365 offer. We put £50 on Ashley Williams to score any time, returned a grand, and I went halvesies with my friend/lover, and we did it, yeah. Although the refereeing's not a bad point, because that will have an impact on FPL, because the refereeing changes that happened...
Oh yeah,
for the Euros. I don't know. You might not know this, Tom. You're not much. You're not much of a reader.
Correct.
Yeah,
I might not be able to read, but that doesn't mean that I.
Well, because wait a minute. What was the? Bear in mind, every single game.
Oh,
they did this.
You went the fucking quiz wizard now, son. Go on.
What rule changed with the kickoff?
Yeah,
backwards.
That's just a word.
Yeah,
that's not a thing.
Is it? Has it done enough? It can't go backwards.
No, it
has to go backwards.
Something to do with backwards.
It's something to do with backwards. We'll leave it at that.
No, it can go backwards. It used to be that you'd have two players and the ball had to go forward, so you wasted a strange little move. Right now, it does make sense. It's taken a long time.
It's like one of those things where you first... It seems... When they don't kick it forwards now, it looks weird. But when you're a kid, when you first started playing football as a kid, and then you go to do it, and then they're like, the referee's like, whoa, you can't kick it backwards.
There will be some 70-year-old bigots going, this is fucking nonsense. The ball goes fucking backwards now.
I remember there used to be, when I used to play football, there was a really, really, really old ref, and he used to pull you up on ridiculous stuff. He used to pull us off, and we used to hate him. We'd go, stop! I don't like it! Granddad, stop it! No, he used to, like, if you... called for a ball. If you said mine, you'd have to say, it'd stop you and go, say your name.
That was a rule change whilst we were kids, that.
Was it?
Yeah.
That was actually...
It became an indirect free kick if you called mine.
Yeah, you go, I've got it, or something like that. Go, no, you have to say your name.
Full name.
Full name.
And then it was a Thomas
and
Holmes.
And your address.
Yeah. That's
and let us know what your favourite... Yeah.
When that other rule came in, stranger danger. That's a big change for you.
Same kind of time. But the other one is, when a player is through one-on-one, if they're brought down and denied a goal scoring opportunity one-on-one in the penalty area, it's no longer a red card, a penalty and a yellow card, because the penalty is punishment enough, so you can't get sent off for it.
Tom glazed over. Just like his head, the three words into it, he seriously looked like, I'm just going to keep nodding and hope they don't ask a follow-up question.
Yeah. Well, I've been raising a fucking child.
Oh, let's
come on.
I've only been dipping in and out of football. Football's been on in the background. I've been doing a lot of fathering this time. Yeah,
definitely.
You know, so,
Are we going to hear that as an excuse a lot?
Yeah.
For everything. For doing shit at...
I'm sure if we spoke to your wife, she would say you've been fucking really helpful.
Yeah.
She actually does have a go at me at night time. because I'm at work, obviously. She knows she can't be. Oh, I shouldn't be saying this, should I?
She won't listen. She's 9 minutes in.
She only listened to the Don Monahan episode. That's it. She knows she can't wake me up, but if I'm sort of really enjoying my sleep, she will huff at
me. Is she getting you mixed up with the baby again?
Yeah, she is.
Don't wake him up.
Now the time she wiped me off. It's unreal. Great. Absolutely great.
We should talk some football. For those of you just started for the first time, that is another season.
Sorry, derail us already. Do you remember the time we got a tweet from somebody and he turned out to be a mega racist and he tweeted us in and said, listen to the gaffer tape.
Oh,
it's supposed to be good. 7 minutes in, they haven't mentioned fantasy football.
Yeah.
Well, 9.5 this week, so we can fuck off.
Yeah, well, there is no fantasy football to talk about.
And I looked at his profile and he had something like white power in his... and I thought, do you know what? I don't want you as a listener.
No.
I'm not going to lie to you.
As three very strong black men ourselves, I think we'd be
incredibly
interested
strong.
In that.
Incredibly strong.
But no, we did advertise this as a pre-season pod. So we knew there wasn't much football to talk about. But we should talk. You boys, especially as Premiership fans, I obviously support Hearts in the Middle Earth League. But Ash, West Ham wise, transfer news, anything to be excited by? Because there's one of your guys who I'm looking at as a potential FPL player.
We have signed, we have gone up. You know, some of the teams use Football Manager to scout their players, don't they?
Well, for the sake of this conversation, yeah.
Well, if they don't, they're fucking...
Sorry, Football Manager, the game.
The game. Well, if they don't, they are
idiots.
What
kind of shit is that?
Well, because they've got a great big worldwide scouting network.
Yeah, of course.
Right? So they've got all their... So they have people that go and scout and report back on all the players. You wouldn't go and buy somebody. I don't think you would load up Football Manager. Like, if you're the West Ham manager, I don't think you load up Football Manager, pick West Ham, and then go and look
That'd
at what transfer targets
yeah.
are. But I think you'd definitely pick it. You'd look at it to see what generally is out there, and then get someone to go and scout those players. And we've signed about three or four people who are on Football Manager. Wonderkids?
Yeah.
But from, like...
Wunderkind?
But, like, Football Manager 10.
Right.
So I think they've just installed the wrong year.
Anyone particularly you're excited about?
What's the guy? I can't pronounce any of their names.
Oh,
the guy who
that's
used to,
that makes a change.
The guy who used to play for Arsenal. Norbert.
How long ago?
This is part of the fun, this, though, isn't it?
Yeah. And and the... What's his name? The guy who played in the last World Cup.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow, that guy. Well, obviously, we know...
This is mental, the level of accuracy with your... Arsenal's a bit easy to talk about because your biggest signing is
I think we've only just done one, haven't we?
You've only done one. Done a signing.
Granny.
Yeah. And it looks like Higuain's going to get away from you.
Here he is.
Yeah.
Seen that,
so Nordvelt. Have our Nordvelt.
That's what I said.
Well,
yeah,
there we go.
From Mönchengladbach.
Previous Wonder Kid.
But a defensive midfielder.
Yeah, and this guy is amazing.
So Figuli.
Kicky ball
Do you remember him from the last World, Cup, from the first one we covered?
No.
He's amazing.
He plays for Algeria. I know that.
Yeah, he was really good.
But he's an attacking midfielder. And obviously, given how strong your attacking midfielder signings last year were, then that bodes well. Does it mean that you might lose Payet?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think your guy, I think it costs, I might be wrong, but unless some Chinese team comes in with some mental offer.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to sell it for less than 40 million because we've already been
No, why
that.
Would you? Yeah.
So, and I can't see like Chelsea buying him for 40 million.
Talking of Payet, what was it like watching him in the Euros as a West Ham fan?
Like, it was good because I could imagine that it was like England. It was like someone I liked.
Yeah.
Doing something.
Did you not feel a little bit like, I don't want everyone to realise how good he is? Like when you're going out with a girl who doesn't realise how attractive she is, and she goes away to Ibiza, and you go, I don't want you to realise how fit you are, and just
Tom's just reading his own tweets now.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. No, because I think people knew the pilot was good.
See, most of us watch football.
Yeah.
So we
no,
were
no, no,
alone.
No. But I mean, that's on a world scale.
I know what you mean.
He's a fucking, he's a West Ham.
He didn't just turn up and do all right. He bossed the group
stage. I actually had a mate ask me. He said, "Has it ever happened that so many good players have ever played for such?" Potentially not low down teams, but you know, such not they're not high profile
team.
Teams, are they?
And
dog shit,
so
dog
your,
shit West Ham.
Your friend, on a scale of 1 to 10, how pretentious would you say he is?
He's not, you've met him before. He's my cousin. I don't have any friends. we've had this conversation before. But I just think as a West Ham fan, obviously you've got to be proud, but then you've got to think, you
well,
know.
Bilic
you
was jumping on the
to...
studio desk. He was
I was more worried
it.
About Bilic.
Slipping off the desk.
Slipping off the desk into the arms of another team.
Well, I actually...
Talking of
as...
Bilic, and, you know, we are talking about my tweets, because that one that I just mentioned was a really good tweet. It was about 35 retweets. Bilic,
that's not that good.
Bilic looks like the main head waiter from
First Dates.
Are
you going to get all your tweets from the summer
into
this
I'm
podcast?
Gonna, yeah, that's
why
I went quiet a minute ago for ages, so I had to find the tweet.
Yeah.
Just...
Well, as soon as Hodgson went, my first instinct was hire Bilic.
Yeah. No, don't do that.
That's what I would have liked. It's all right, though, because we're going to get Sam Allardyce.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know. How do you feel about that, Ash? So obviously, we need to remember that, you know, there may be some brand new listeners here that don't, you know, haven't listened for the last couple of years. Ash is a massive Allardyce fan. Loves him to bits.
Yeah, a West Ham fan who was gutted when Allardyce
left. How do you feel about Big Sam getting the England job, potentially?
I'm really pleased, because the thing is, we've had so many years, like 10, 12 years now. Of people used to be really excited. Remember, like Euro 96, people used to really love the England team. And we used to play the football. We didn't really get us anywhere because we used to play Premiership type football. But everyone would watch every friendly. And now, we've had 12 years of really boring, super, super dull managers. And I think, you know, they should just carry on that tradition. We're England, we're super fucking boring. And Allardyce, I think he's going to really live up to that.
Yeah, he is going to be boring.
So I think it's good.
JJ Koch is going to get a call up.
Yeah.
So I think, if anything, this country now needs stability. and they're committed to Brexiting us from every European competition.
Oh, hello, we've got political satire on the gaffer tape.
We don't do that.
Oh my God.
We don't do that.
But yeah, so sorry, back to the FPL bits. We were doing a little bit.
Yes.
Signing wise, they're two of the ones that signed. The other guy I've noticed is Mike van der Hoorn, which sounds like I'm making up, but he's going to Swansea, or gone Swansea from Ajax as a centre half.
Gone Swansea.
He's gone all fucking Swansea.
He's gone Time and Envy and Romford. He's gone Swansea from Ajax. And he, for me, from what I've read about him and seen bits of him, he reminds me of Van Dijk, who I said last year is a goal scoring.
Is it the van?
It's not the van. Well, he comes from the Dutch system, but he scored 10 goals in his 90 appearances for Ajax, which is a centre half, is quite a decent return.
Not bad. And, 1 in 9.
And when this time last year, I said Virgil van Dijk was a great signing. He was going to score goals. He'd be a good centre half. And he was probably one of the top five scoring defenders in the game. Obviously, by December, everyone had him, so it didn't make a difference. But again, that's the thing, isn't it, this time of year? You've got to be looking for what those players are, what they're going to do. Where they're going to get the value from, because obviously you want players of five and a half million who perform well and no one else has got.
Well, it was like you said about was it Bournemouth defenders?
Yeah, Charlie Daniels last year.
Jumping on that bandwagon early, getting them, because obviously everyone clocked onto Daniels and people like that, but it's jumping on the bandwagons early and riding the shit out of them, to be honest.
Yeah.
Calling it first, finding the next Mahrez, essentially.
To who I think won't be good in fantasy football.
That's a different game.
But I think people will pick up because I think he'll be cheap. And he is a good player. He's really good in real life. Xhaka.
Yeah.
I think
a lot of people have called that actually on Twitter. I've seen that.
Because he's going to play holding midfield, I would have thought.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's going to get fucked.
I think he's going to play a very flamini role within Arsenal. And I think he's not going to get a great deal of assists.
No.
I don't know. He might get some game time, but really it's assists.
Yeah.
Clean sheets. And I think he's going to pick up quite a few yellow cards.
Well, I made that mistake when Matic signed for Chelsea. I thought, this guy's a good player. And he is a very good player. But you're not going to get points for
him. He's one of those people that just doesn't transition to FPL. We've talked about it before. There's been quite a few of them, really, isn't there?
Yeah.
They're great players, but he just doesn't.
I think anybody.
What's your man? Is it Noble?
Yeah.
Is Noble one?
Unless he's taking penalties, which he does. Unless we get them.
Yeah.
No, you're a very good player. There's loads that fall into that. Joe Allen's another one, really tidy player. When Leon Britton was playing for Swansea, Noble's another one. They'll pass retentions, one of those where they'll show. Joe Allen got 23 out of 23 passes today, but he scored 1 point because he picked up a yellow card. Yeah. He didn't get an assist, and he won't score a goal.
Yeah,
but he's a very good player, the Welsh PLO. But you won't get points for it. And I guess the other area, like Bournemouth, is keeping an eye out for the clubs that have come up, and that's where to try and find value. Yeah. Burnley, Middlesbrough, and who have we got as the last one? Burnley, Middlesbrough. I can't remember. It escapes
what's
me.
Come up?
Hull.
It's Hull. Yeah,
so Burnley, Middlesbrough, and Hull, where the players are. There. Middlesbrough must have been. And in the Championship, the last 2 years, they played a pretty boring brand of football, predominantly. Sometimes last season, a bit better. They signed Jordan Rose, but they keep a lot of clean sheets. They protect a lot of 1-0 leads. And players, George Friend, the left back, who was the Championship, he was in the team of the year last year, Football League team of the year last year. He gets forward a bit, but he's a solid left back, will play every single game. So I think he's quite a good one to pick up. And Andre Gray at Burnley as a striker. He scored 24 goals last season. He's another one who looks pretty handy. But you never know because they spend big money and you don't know whether they're just going to get rid of all the people who got them promoted.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got to take a punt on those, haven't you? Don't you think? You've got to take a risk because it's only putting them on your bench, isn't it?
It's definitely one of the things, obviously, that the season, last season ending, you see a lot of interviews and if you read FPL blogs and things like that, you do see a lot of...
Bloody right, mate.
Yeah, well, you do, don't you? Yeah. Absolutely. But you see a lot of interviews with people that have done really, really well, like sort of nationally and stuff like that. And they always say it is picking the right people. And it is always that. It's jumping on the bandwagons for Bournemouth early last season and, you know, picking those players and knowing that they're going to do well. That really does make a difference. So, yeah, that's obviously...
Sadly, we don't know enough, so we can't.
Yeah, I know. It's like you want to go, well, no. At the end of last season, we spoke about Burrow and you mentioned a couple of players.
Yeah, George Fremmer's probably one of them, and Ireland centre-half. But again, they do it. I'm not one of those people who pretend.
Say that again, because what I'll do is I'll listen to this back in a week and I'll write this down. So, who is it?
Roger McDefenderlot.
Roger McDefenderlot. Yeah, Write that down, Tommy.
Yeah. And the other one, the Spanish fella.
Spanish. Oh, Jose Kickable.
Yeah, Jose Kickable. But The problem is, I'm not one of those people who pretends to know when people sign. When someone signs like a Dutch second division player, and you'll get those people who are down the pub and go, he's got a goal in him. So what, mate?
Well, it's like about like Belgium once again being the hipster choice to win Euro 2016. Right. But we said that in the World Cup one a couple of years ago. We said people go, no, the thing is actually Belgium. You know, they could actually do. I've got my money on them.
I heard that exact conversation at a train station.
That was you, wasn't it?
Before. That was my impression. But no, I have heard that, where people say as if it's a surprise. I think Belgium are going to be the surprise pack. Maybe they're the third favourites. They're ranked three or two in the world.
Maybe at the World Cup, you know, 2014, potentially. But their squad now is fucking amazing. It's just full of fucking Premier League
stars. They're very much like England, aren't they? They're much better individually, but they can't perform as a team. Anyway.
No.
Good football chat, that. Yeah. We stayed off any subjects.
We did.
Goblins or Conkers or anything.
But just before we divert from Euro 2016, there's no way that we can't mention the fact that during Euro 2016, we're doing a lot of tweets. We did, obviously, Ronaldo Cry Watch.
Yeah.
We were bang on Ronaldo Cry Watch straight away because we noticed, obviously, Portugal didn't do well, you know, finishing their group third, only winning one game in 90 minutes, etc. So we were watching. We were waiting for him to cry.
That was one of the most exciting. Weren't Paddy Power, doing a... giving 2-1 on whether he was going to cry on TV.
I think they jumped on Tom's bandwagon.
Do you know what? They did that after we did it. We got this Ronaldo Cry Watch going and we kept going, you know, and they'd get through a game and I'd go, oh, he hasn't quite cried. He was getting frustrated. He looked like he was going to go backstage and tug on his testicles and stuff like that. I just refer to it as backstage. That's quite artistic of me. Oh, I'm just going backstage. Yeah, the audience in the arena, they were going absolutely crazy. Yeah, so he was getting frustrated. And what we did, I don't know if anyone saw it, but it got to the semi-final against Wales on the Wednesday. And obviously they won. And I tweeted just after that, as soon as it finished, you know, final whistle, I said, it's all right, Payet will make him cry on Sunday. Didn't think anything of it. Obviously Sunday came, Payet clattered him, ruined his game, he was out. He started crying and someone picked up on it and we ended up getting like 500 retweets.
Twitter went mental.
We had about 500 retweets. We had about 300 replies. People going, how the fuck did you know this? A lot of people going, what are the lottery numbers next week? Are you Illuminati?
We got called the Illuminati. Sorcerers.
Wizards. We got a few wizards.
Yeah.
Someone called me a slut. I don't know if that was anything to do with that. That was, no. But that was interesting.
It was quite a good little prediction.
That. Yeah, yeah. Because it's always nice to see Ronaldo cry. But when it actually came to it, I actually felt sorry for him.
Yeah. Well, not now. He's all right.
Yeah, he's all right. He's loving it now, isn't he? And that moth, like, when it
I was genuinely worried, like, really in real life worried, that if he hadn't got injured previously, I think him getting injured took away from him because he wasn't on the pitch, that he was going to score the winning goal.
Mm.
And then when he went to lift, you know, he's, like, so arrogant and everything. It's boiled into one, all the emotion and stuff. He would lift the trophy and actually transcend, like,
right,
his spirit would come out and just leave some horrible little
shriveled
goblin monster afterbirth.
Oh, that's Pepe.
Yeah. Oh, we'd be left.
Goblin
and he would
monster
just
afterbirth.
But I was serious.
That's the name of your band, isn't it? Goblin Monster Afterbirth.
That's Ash's other podcast. After we leave, he gets two more bands.
Yeah. Two fellas come out of the roof hatch just go, Goblin Monster Afterbirth.
There's a little tune. Well, that's a good note to end on, the Goblin Monster.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not end, we're coming back, but we have a little break.
Yeah, have a little break.
After break, though, we are going to talk through your tweets. So we're going to answer your questions. You've been tweeting us over the last
month. We've got a lot of tweets.
We've got a collection of some of the best ones, some football, some not football. Tom's going to do Tommy's quiz.
It's what the nation are really, really, really talking about. Fuck all this Brexit shit. They want to know about the quiz.
And we've got one or two exciting announcements for the podcast for the 2016-17 season. I've never felt more like a live and kick like Andy Peters there.
Yeah.
We've got some exciting announcements after the break. But we have
why'd you put an effeminate voice for Andy Peters? And why have you blacked out?
All that coming up after the break of the Gaffer Tapes. I'm just enjoying a post-podcast bath with Tom.
Oh, lovely.
And Ash.
Hello, bath mates.
Sometimes after a long day's podcasting, there's nothing we love more than having a nice, long, strong Rhonda Jeremy.
Mm.
Sometimes we'll even have a rum too. The Gaffer Tapes, in association with Rhonda Jeremy, the adult rum. Mm. Welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Craig, Tom and Ash. And as you just heard from the pretty expensive sounding Saatchi and Saatchi advert.
Pretty good that, wasn't it?
That we just had, which will probably win an industry award. That's our first bit of exciting news.
Yes, number one on the news board.
Yeah, we are this year having prizes provided by, in association with, Rhonda Jeremy Rum.
Rhonda Jeremy Rum, lovely.
Ash is a big fan.
I am
indeed. You love noshing on that, don't you? It's lovely.
I did. You know how I originally got some? Do you want to hear the story?
Go for it. How quick is it?
Why not?
Right. Well, as I got my own podcast,
yeah.
19 hours later, I was at a party and we were talking about pirates. It was like a pirate themed party. And I was, it's like the barbecue. I was at the same place. It was really? The same place as the barbecue.
You got 100 quid out.
I got 100 quid out, right?
On a barbecue.
And then, so I didn't go dressed up as a pirate, which is pretty shameful.
Mental.
Yeah. And then, shut it, you. And then, so I was looking on Amazon and I was like, oh, we should get some more rum. So I was trying to find Amazon same day rum delivery.
Same day rum delivery?
Yeah, you can get that around here. And then, so, and then I went, like, the first few pages were just like, I don't know, boring, like, Bacardi or whatever shit people drink.
Yeah.
And then obviously I wasn't interested in that.
No.
So I kept going and then was like, oh, there's some rum by Ron Jeremy. This can't be real. Like, I thought it was a joke thing. And I was like, that would be amazing if it was a real thing. It is.
Yeah.
Ron Jeremy's got his own rum called Ron de Jeremy.
Yeah.
Amazing. Or same day, delivery, best thing ever.
And it's a nice rum.
It's really good.
So yeah, you should check out Ron de Jeremy. The bottles look awesome. There's a little picture of Ron Jeremy on them. It won an award at the World Rum Awards, World Spirits Awards, like a brand new award.
Yeah.
And it does loads of spirits.
It's the adult rum.
The adult rum, rondajeremy.com. And throughout the season, we're going to have a couple of little prizes. Could be some spirits themselves, could be t-shirts.
Yeah.
We're going to be giving away for league positions, for team names, to be honest, for any reason we goddamn like.
Yeah, exactly.
A few people won't know who Ron Jeremy is. If Google, you don't know, just wait till you get to work.
Definitely. Yeah, Google video search.
Take
the safety off.
Yeah.
Take the safety off Google. And just
take your glasses off. You'll have your bloody eye out.
Yeah.
But no, and also follow Rhonda Jeremy on Twitter. We follow them on Twitter. You'll be getting retweets. So if you're wondering why we're suddenly retweeting rum related tweets of a porn star sounding spirit.
I've been working on rum puns for most of the summer so far.
And Tom and I are writing Rhonda Jeremy the musical, so
correct.
It should be pretty good.
Yeah.
But no, so that's pretty exciting bit of news. Exciting bit of news two, Tom.
Number two.
Hit us.
Which one's number two?
Whichever one you want.
We can reveal that we will, as a guest in a few weeks' time, we will be having Murder in Successville's Tom Davis.
Big news.
D.I. Sleet.
Yeah.
He'll be appearing on the podcast.
So West Ham fan, comedian, actor, philanthropist, all-round good guy and geezer.
Yeah. He's a great bloke. Yeah.
Tom Davis is going to be appearing on the pod.
From Murder and Successful.
He's from Murder Successful. He's in Plebs. He's in Drunk History.
Drunk History's Plebs.
He's stand-up. He's improv.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Absolutely great bloke. And he's going to be appearing on the podcast.
So, yeah.
In a few weeks' time.
Yeah, so have a look here. If you've never seen Murder in Successful, it's currently just coming to the end of the series on BBC Three. It is phenomenal.
It's great.
It's doing massive
at the moment. Yeah, I don't know if you can really explain the concept of it. It's unbelievable. But
it's basically a celebrity going into an improvised world to solve a crime, and Tom Davis plays the main character in it, and it's phenomenal. So watch that.
Right.
Exciting bit of news 3. Ash, go.
Yes. I don't know what it is.
Tom, help.
We're having the return?
Yes.
We're having the return of, for anyone who hasn't listened, we will be having Dominic Monaghan from Lord of the Rings and Lost.
And Hetty Wainthrop Investigates.
We always forget that. And Hetty Wainthrop Investigates. And that Eminem video where he gets off with Megan Fox.
Yeah, that too.
Which this time I will be asking him about.
And The 100 Code, the only show he probably wants us to plug. And Dom's Wild Things.
Check that out, Wild Things. We had him on. He's a fan of the pod. He's a listener at the end. We had him on last season. We will be having him on again this season.
Later in the season, likely. But he knows his football. He knows his onions.
He does, yeah. He's big on FPL. He's always sort of asking us questions. We're always
last year he listened too late to join the league, but this year he's assured us he's going to be in the league.
He's going to be joining the league with his mates.
So yeah. Hopefully his mates,
Johnny Leather.
But anyway, that's all. 3 bits of news are pretty exciting. And also, obviously, we'll have some other, hopefully, guests throughout the season.
Yes, yeah, we've got another few guests pending, which are quite exciting as well.
And we know that Dom Monaghan's a blue tick listener. We know that Tom Davis is a blue tick listener.
Sally Gunnell,
blue tick follower. Yeah. Don't think she listens.
No, she does.
Meh. But do we have any others? They must be out there.
Yeah, they're out there.
Because we only found out Tom Davis listened over an exchange over Eurovision.
It was you had a Eurovision conversation. He went, by the way, love the gaffer tape.
Yeah.
And then said, when can I get on, boys?
Yeah. We said, there's a waiting list, Tom. Hold
exactly,
your horses.
Exactly, mate. Do you know what I mean?
I know you're a big fella. And then we said, yeah, please come on the podcast.
We were only joking. So
for those of you who have just joined us this season, there's more reasons to listen. You get to listen to Dom Monaghan, Tom Davis talk football, and maybe get to drink some Rhonda Jeremy rum.
Definitely. I'm really looking forward to that.
You don't get to drink the rum.
Do I not?
No. That's...
Well, that's annoying.
But
I plan on winning the league, drinking the rum, wearing the t-shirt.
Winning the quiz.
If you win the league, you get it. That's fair enough.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that if you win the league. If I win the league, the three of us, or just win the entire league?
No, out of 1,000 whatever people.
Oh, it's going to be like over 1,000 teams.
Yeah. Well, and we should also point out, for those of you listening for the first time, obviously on the podcast, normally we've got loads more FPL to talk about.
Yes.
So, for instance, normally we will have, this year we're going to be militant on it. We're going to have a manager of the week. We're going to have a manager of the month. Who knows, that might be where some of the prizes get given out. We also run through your teams when people ask us for help on that.
Yes.
We run through the top performers of the week. We go through our top 10 in our massive, massive league, and we give them all a shout out. And we kind of go through some of the worst teams, make fun of them. We just talk a lot about kind of transfers, what's going on, all your questions. So don't worry, there is a lot of FPL content.
Yeah, the Fantasy Premier League site has let us down a little bit that we don't have, that sort of stuff to talk about. But there is a lot of speculation.
Yeah.
And a lot of that speculation does feature within the tweets.
If anything, it's better because now, instead of half an hour's tactical analysis, you get 45 minutes of us dicking about, and then next week we can just talk nothing but stats.
Nothing, just really pure stats.
Monotone.
Pure stats.
We read out the source code.
Just like the geezer who reads out the Plymouth Argyle 3, Testicle Rovers 4. I couldn't think of another team.
A second.
And I said Testicle Rovers.
Your improv skills are atrocious.
Bad. They're really bad.
That is the
I'll
kind
be no good at murder and success.
For such an esteemed comedian, that is pretty bad.
It's
but
got
no, I just
me,
mean to assure people that we don't just talk about goblins and fatherhood and testicles. Yeah. There is more to
absolutely.
There's occasionally more. And starting with, like you said, we've got a lot of tweets in a section that we like to call
Tweets for my tweet.
Oh, that bit.
Yeah.
It works
better than you.
It is back. So we have had a lot of tweets over the last few months, and we've compiled some of the favourite ones. And because Tom's going to be doing the quiz, I think we're going to be doing a bit more work. What's our first tweet?
Yeah, read a couple of tweets out at the gaffer tapes.
So, Orange Eddie.
Yeah, Big Eddie.
Bloody Eddie.
Guy on Twitter.
Orange Eddie, he's a new tweeter.
Noted Tottenham fan, says, out of all the high profile signings, which, if any, are unlikely to start in game week one?
That's why we don't ask Ash to read
because
the
tweet. Because he takes piss out of using
commas.
Punctuation's for nerds, mate.
Punctuation?
Yeah.
You're going to fucking learn. Comma.
In terms of high profile signings unlikely to start,
Is he talking Ibrahimovic?
Well, that's the one that everyone's going to be tempted by. Do you know what? I think Ibrahimovic's pick percentage is going to be very low, personally.
Do you think?
I think it depends what price.
Because
really?
I think he's going to come in.
That's all it is. If he comes in at 15, it's going to be low.
But like,
if he comes in at 8.5.
Well, who was the most expensive on the game last year? Was it Sanchez?
No, Aguero.
Aguero. And what's Aguero? 13.6, I want to say.
Would it be 30.5 to start with?
Yeah, so I think Ibrahimovic is coming in at 12. That's a lot. 12 a lot.
Yeah.
Would you buy him at 12?
No, I don't think. I don't think it will be. I think he'll come in at sort of 8.5.
No.
Or something like that. No, I think it will be low because I don't know if he's going to play that much.
This is I'm trying to think of the comparison.
Yeah, true. And
I know what you mean as a comparison coming in, but
I think there was a few players that came in last time, last season, and you think they're going to be a lot more than they are, and they're not a lot, but then they end up they don't play as much as you think. I mean, he's knocking
but
on.
But wasn't Rooney? Rooney still started the season as like 12 million or something, yeah. Didn't he?
And he won't.
But he's not going to be. That's what I mean.
Will he be listed as a striker, Rooney, this season?
I'd thought so. But then, don't you think? But if he was 12 million, there's no way they're going to put Ibrahimovic 4 million less.
I think he's going to. They're away to Bournemouth, yeah. So about 10 million. That is tempting. The ones I would say is Liverpool have, I think, four of their first five games away from home or something in the Premiership, or at least three. And they're away to Arsenal first game, which I'm sure is an opening fixture we've had before in the last few seasons.
It does seem that way.
So yeah. I think Liverpool are going to be very underpicked. I know new signings wise, Joel Matip, I don't think.
They've got a new keeper, didn't they?
Yeah, they've got a new, although I think Mignolet is still going to be holding down number one at the beginning of the season. Like you said, I don't think Xhaka's going to be a big picked player.
He might be picked, but he won't be, because he'll probably be cheap, so people might.
He won't be a big scoring player.
But then I don't know if people really know his name either.
Right.
I don't know if they'll recognise
it's the fact that he's the only one that Wenger spent any money on, so people are going, is he going to be the next Sanchez?
He's good from an Arsenal actual football point of view, because they never fucking buy anybody like in that role, like a holding midfield. They needed one forever.
No, exactly. Yeah, that's why we've had Flamini filling that position and doing it a pretty good fucking job for the last few years since we had him back. So.
But, I mean, he's mugged your fantasy football-wise.
The opening fixture, I guess, for new signings that we'll see is going to be City. City are at home to Sunderland.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Guardiola's obviously started to do some of the signing, but once he's finished,
isn't it? Wasn't it Sunderland, Aguero, where he got 5 last year?
It was, yeah.
No, it was Newcastle, wasn't it? I thought it was
Newcastle at the end of the season.
Or maybe I got confused because
Newcastle at the end.
So it's Sunderland at the beginning.
One, we don't even know if there will be a triple captainship this year because we haven't done it. But if
that's
there
a great
is,
point. How many people first game of the season might go for it?
Pull that. Why not? Because if you look back, it would have worked last year.
Yeah, true. You didn't gain much from holding on to that chip.
Oh, I tell you what. But then, it's so dodgy to do. First game.
I would say, in terms of the question from Orange Eddie, because if I know Orange Eddie, he likes his questions answered, is I tend to get maybe 1 to 2 new, completely unknown signings. Because unless you know a lot about them, I'll have a couple in there because I think that's your... I'm going to say it in episode one. That's your differential. But I get them in.
Controversial.
I get one or two in. But you don't want to be fielding 8 new players that you've never seen in the Premiership before.
I think that always sort of backfires. The other thing is, it doesn't really matter. You can go a bit freeform in the first couple of weeks anyway, because you should just wildcard early.
Yeah, you can.
You can do, everyone does that before Christmas. You've got a few months, so. Yeah.
But I'm thinking off the top of my head of the bigger signings that clubs made, like Sadio Mane. I can't see anyone putting him in for Liverpool early doors. He'll be under 5% picked. I think Xhaka will be the same. I think Ibrahimovic should be low because I think they'll outprice you. So I don't know.
If he went at 8 million, everybody would have him.
I guarantee you Victor Valdes might be the most picked reserve keeper in the game at Middlesbrough, probably.
Oh, yeah.
So he might be everyone's sub-keeper, but good question. We'll keep answering
that.
New signings come in, obviously, once the game launches, we hope we'll be one of the first Twitter accounts to post their value, what they're going to go in the game as, and what price.
Oh, definitely, I can honestly say I refresh that website every sort of 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a good question from 3 at the back. Chelsea are good shots defensively with Conte coming in, but what are your third striker options? Aguero, Ibra combo. Now, I'm guessing he's talking that if you want Aguero and you want Ibrahimovic and you're going to be married to that, that's going to cost you 25 mil.
Yeah.
What's your third striker need?
Because obviously, last year, even Vardy.
Yeah,
Vardy was started 7 mil last year.
Yeah.
Who's going to be a potential cheap
I think every
option?
Year it's somebody from...
Who's your man?
That's got promoted.
Andre Gray of Burnley is a big player. For
yeah. And there's the Middlesbrough guy.
Jordan Rhodes.
Yeah, Jordan Rhodes.
Jordan Rhodes is there, obviously.
There you go. That's a shout then.
If you're going to have those two, your third striker needs to be cheap.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting anyone... You're not getting anyone from Leicester, obviously, these days. You're not going to get... Swans, even Bafétimbi Gomis was 7.5 million at the beginning of the game. You need someone at 5 million there. So.
Yeah, you really
I would still
don't.
Pick somebody. My tip would be, and this goes against Tom, so I'm sorry. I'm going to go head to head with you here.
Go on.
I would pick somebody who plays and is a footballer.
Yeah.
Don't go for like 4 or like 3.9 million.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah. that was an old strategy of mine. For any new listeners, that was my old strategy. But last year, I actually finished above Craig.
You did, yeah.
What people do is, so we have a disagreement on what the strategy should be. Because a lot of people, they pick the best 11 players they can afford.
Yeah, and dog shit on the bench.
And people who literally never play, whereas that's mental.
Yeah, it's a bit more about doing your homework, really, isn't it? But
right, what else we got?
Let's see. Nikki saw a lot.
Yeah,
asked a question. Have any of you ever failed so hard that your single game week rank was 3 million plus? I know I have a mate who did so bad in his first week that he was within
left his wife.
Good two million. Yeah, he's dead now. He's really not. Ash's face then. He did really bad. But he was one of them that sort of like dipped in and out of football and then picked a whole team of sort of, I recognise that name, Right. I think they don't fucking play
Ricky
anymore.
Ricky Lambert.
Yeah, they don't play anymore.
I've never been overall.
He's a TV
game
pundit
that low.
Now, mate. Do you know what I mean? One of them.
I've never been that low overall, but there was one week last season where I think I scored about 23 points. And it was probably the week where I had to go hell for leather. And you beat me. I had like three Man United defenders, and I went all out.
I remember that. And United keeper.
I would be astonished if I wasn't 3 million plus for that week alone. Yeah. It was absolutely true. Ash doesn't get that sort of shit. He's top brass, isn't he?
He is top brass. Yeah, he knows his shit.
Okay, we had a tweet from no name, the Ogrebilius. I don't know what that means. Is that a goblin?
Potentially.
Ash. Goblins?
Yeah, I'm saying it is.
Yeah, cool. Who do you think will be the most expensive striker on the game in 2016-17? Love the pod, guys. Keep it up. That's another Andy Peters.
Thanks very much.
Most expensive. It's got to be.
Will it be Aguero? No?
It will be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Kane's is going to rock it.
Okay. I know. See, Kane will obviously go up. I don't know if there's any kind of like rules where it can only go up a certain amount, but someone like Vardy.
Vardy's will go up.
Vardy or Kane?
Well, Kane's finished the top scorer twice in a row now, hasn't he?
Because Kane was up there towards the end.
No, Kane won it.
Kane won it, yeah. But. Sort of, so Kane ended on what, like 10.5 or something? So, I mean, potentially. I still think
it'll be Aguero. He's the cover boy of the whole game, isn't he? And not only will he be the most expensive, but he'll be 30% picked again because I can't look past not having him.
Yeah, like whatever price, pretty much.
I can't see not.
Especially if they're going to go like all out attack.
We've said that before, how important it is to have him, and obviously you need to pick him at the right time, but I don't know if
I didn't start last season with him.
No, I did. I had him for pretty much.
No, I didn't. It was too expensive.
Last season, I actually started with your buddy.
Who's my buddy?
Jermaine Genus.
No, Drew.
All right.
Pella.
Yeah. Just great hair.
There's some really good hair.
And someone else, I can't remember who it is, but three like sort of £8 million strikers and we just played the three of them.
Yeah.
It worked all right.
Do you know what? Yeah, that's not bad. Graziano Pella, he's gone, isn't he?
He's gone. Six highest played player in the world now.
That's fucking mental. Gone to China.
Yeah.
Oh, it's big time. Big footballing reasons.
Yeah.
When you got when you were playing, like, did you see the thing? Like, when he was like, it must have been a joke. The picture of him, the quote from their website where he's like, oh, I remember at Christmas when I got my Shanghai Rovers shirt.
Yeah, oh, right. Doing a Robbie Keane.
Yeah, yeah. But
Shanghai Rovers. That's amazing. The Shanghai Rovers. Yeah. I thought you were going to say I've got a fortune cookie and opened it and went, see you in a minute.
Well, he nearly signed for Beijing Alexandra, but he went to Shanghai Rovers last year.
Yeah.
I haven't got any more.
Tokyo Rangers is just... That's Japan, isn't it?
Yeah. You made an ass of yourself.
Don't worry.
Another football question, sorry. We had, who do you think next season's Mahrez will be?
Yes, that's a bloody good shout. That was from FPL
Forecast. But then Mahrez, I mean, because Payet was just as good, really, in terms of surprise.
Well, yeah, but Mahrez was the FPL player of the year
I don't think that on that level will happen again.
It's going to be... No, not like that. Tell
you who it could be. Hazard. Going the other way. Because his
Because his
price is going to drop. Yeah. It should do. It's fucking useless.
Yeah, it should do.
But again, Conte's going to kick the shit out of him. But had a decent year in 2016.
He did,
Okay, and Conte's going to kick the shit out of him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it could be... And I think that people will be... I don't think he'll be that high pick because people will be... Unless his price really drops. Because people have had their fingers
burned. We've literally gone
360.
We used to tell people, do not pick fucking Hazard.
I know, but I think...
But now he's shit. We're like right on board with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're so hipster. We wait till he gets shit and then go, right... We're going to smoke a vape and appreciate Hazard.
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know enough about a lot of the teams. who they've signed. Because, like I say, there's those players that you'll see signed, like Fuguli at West Ham. It's like, I can't sit here and tell you I've watched loads of his games. You tend to get bits in, like, the odd pre-season friendly when there's nothing on, or Europa. Like, West Ham got their draw today, so they'll be in early rounds of Europa again.
Yeah.
And we knew from those games that Payet was good.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he turned up straight away and was good. So I guess we'll start to see in the next few days. That's a good question. We'll retweet that, actually, at some point soon and see what everyone else
There's still going to be thinks. A lot of... So there's still going to be a lot of transfers still to go, is the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's a long way to...
Yeah, so we've got the end of August. We've got loads of time.
Can we do this one? Mark Edworthy.
Yeah.
Serious question, he said. Should we consider big team attacking double ups?
Right.
E.g. KDB and Aguero.
Okay, so a midfielder to strike
Liverpool,
combo.
Four away games in five, no go.
That sounds like a man who's running out of characters
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Yeah, it does seem like that. Yeah, so he's calling that Liverpool thing that you mentioned, yeah. But yeah, the whole double ups...
I guess
meaning,
well, the Mahrez one is a good example.
He
again.
Means expensive double ups. Yeah,
he means on the same team, though, doesn't he? He means attacking midfield striker pairings. Like Mahrez Vardy, obviously. I don't think it matters. Because if one guy's doing it for one team, one guy's doing it for another, I couldn't give a shit if they're in this. If...
I do always feel a little bit loath to actually do that, though. Like, I'd never put two strikers up to say. I think I may have done it with a guy like Mendini last
season. Yeah, I've rarely done it with strikers.
Maybe a couple of times.
But I guess without even knowing it, you accidentally could do it with midfielders. Like KDB and Aguero, you could easily find yourself having Sanchez and Giroud playing through.
Definitely.
I think it's better to do that than do two people from the same team, like Ozil and, you know, some other, like people who do Ozil and Ramsey or whatever.
Because they're unlikely to both get on. Exactly.
Whereas if you're going midfield or striker, it's
Ozil and Giroud together, if you actually look at the combined money between the two of them, because Giroud was obviously that little bit cheaper.
Payet and Carroll.
Wasn't there some talk or Sanchez being a striker in this one.
Was there?
Ooh. Yeah, there were rumours.
I don't like that.
That's because it means you're not signing.
That is the holy grail of FPL, really, is finding that midfielder who actually plays as a striker.
Yeah.
Which
really
is why he's quite good normally.
The Dennis Irwin factor from back in the day. He took penalties and free kicks. Defender.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine if FPL was around when...
Well, it was.
Oh, well, you remember...
Not FPL. In the newspaper, though.
No, but do you remember...
Post your bloody...
You remember, Skinner and Badil, the Palace football show?
Badil and Skinner, most people call him.
Usually.
I used to watch it with my dinner when I was using my fork and knife.
Yeah, but, and I used to I'd VHS of Wise and Morecambe as well. That I used to often sort of alternate between the two of them.
But on that, every week they were talking, but they only really talked about the little fantasy football league they did, like in passing. But one of the things they always talked about was every person who went on there had Julian Dixon, their team, was the captain, because he took penalties. So we'd get a billion points every week.
Yeah, a lot of points.
And that's not even an exaggeration. It's not even a billion points.
The economy's been hit
since then. Yeah, it's Brexit.
It's Brexit. Julian Dix. I bet he voted
Brexit.
Anyway.
Should we just do one more tweet?
Yeah, maybe a more Gaffer Tapes-esque question.
What, that?
My name is Dan.
Well, you could have read them both out this time.
Okay, so my name is Dan said, would you rather be attacked by one horse-sized duck or 30 duck-sized horses?
That's great. And he hashtagged it with FPL, which I like as well.
For me, it's a no-brainer.
It's the
30 duck-sized horses.
Tiny duck-sized horses.
Because you can kick them.
Yeah, because I wouldn't. I'd fight an actual horse.
I wouldn't hesitate.
I don't think a horse can do too much. Yeah,
I'd fight a horse.
No, I'd fight a horse,
but not a duck.
But
I think you're less worried about a horse than like a massive duck. That'd be
a Vander Heijden punched a horse.
I've heard about that. Yeah,
but I wouldn't hesitate to kick a tiny horse.
No,
so that's the answer to that one.
All 30 of them.
He's got one more there as well. Sleeping with a mermaid, top half fish, bottom half woman, or top half woman, bottom half fish?
Definitely top half woman.
And bottom half fish?
Yeah, because I like to kiss. Is that right?
Yeah, and last but not least, Brendan Dan, who headbutts the hardest at Gaffer Tapes?
Have you ever headbutted anyone?
No,
have you? I saw this tweet earlier. I've had a lot of fights, but I've never headbutted anyone.
You showing off? I've never been in a fight.
I never said I won them. Have you two never been in a fight?
No.
Well, yeah, right, but...
Ever?
No.
Ash, tell us about a fight you had.
Only on Words with Friends.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tell us about a fight you had.
Well, goblin thing. I was like...
A goblin thing?
Goblin thing.
Oh, right. Dragons.
Did you do it with your Pokemon app?
Did you roll a six?
I was standing in front of Windsor Castle and then this Pikachu just come at me.
Yeah.
I've had... Oh, no, I'm not talking about it.
Right, okay.
Well, no, in that case, it's probably you, because I've never been in a fight.
No, I've never headbutted anyone.
I hope not.
No.
Yeah, Dan. Brendan Dan.
Strange. I didn't think we'd get that heated about it. No, no, I'm going to headbutt the fucking both of you in a minute.
Can I say something?
Go on. Right.
I knew you said it earlier, and I may edit this out of the podcast later.
Oh, don't.
Something happened to me. Last season, I called someone a retard, and you guys were like, ooh. And I didn't think it was a controversial thing to say.
Yeah. No, you didn't say retard.
What did I say?
You said spastic.
Okay, well, either way, same, similar thing, innit?
Mm.
Well, that's the question, because I would consider both of them to be not offensive, because no, you don't mean it in an offensive way, like in your heart. Yeah. Okay. And I went to the gym the other day.
Someone called you a spastic.
No, I went to the gym.
I
was at the gym pumping iron and shit,
yeah.
I left my phone and then went away. And when I got home, I was like, oh no, what an idiot. I came back, walked in, and as I walked in the gym, the people that came up were like, what are you doing back here? You've done all the weights. You fucking smashed it.
You're the strongest man in the world.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, no, I forgot my phone. And they were like, oh yeah, it'll still be up there. Went and got it. And as I walked down, and I was being self-deprecating, I was like, what an idiot. What a plonkus. And I said, oh, what a spastic. Like, I was talking about myself. Like,
it's the headbutt coming.
Yeah. And then the automatic doors opened and there was a...
Don't cover your mouth when you say it.
I don't know what it was called, but it was basically like a miniature Paralympic sports day.
That's fine.
So
that's all right.
I have never felt so bad.
Now you've learned.
It's fine.
So now, and I used to think it was okay. It's not okay to say things like
that. And he headbutted you.
Well, so
that's
I'm out.
All right. That's okay. Fine.
That wasn't one of the tweets, was it? Was that find a tweet?
Looking for
when should, have you seen us at the gym?
No, it's not spastic. There, but it's all right.
It's okay. Not there.
We
have
been mentioned.
We learn a life lesson.
We've overrun a lot, but have we got time for a mini quiz?
We do, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have time? Let's do it.
Let's do it. Should we do a quick quiz?
Do we need to write things down?
A lot of... No. Good. No, but you can't... Just don't lie.
We won't lie.
We usually prepare. So what it is, a lot of people have been saying, Tommy, now, you know, after three, it's your third season, you know, and you're finally the quiz wizard. So what I've decided to do, boys, is I'm taking classic TV quizzes.
Nice.
Right. Classic British TV quizzes. And I'm just flipping them up and changing them a little bit so that they're football related.
I'm excited by the puns that might
absolutely
happen.
I give this format 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it might be. Well, I didn't know I was going to do it for the pre-season one, so I had to knock this together today. But do you remember when you were a child and you'd often take a sick day, pretend to, Mum, I'm not well, something's wrong with me. She'd go, stay in bed, and you used to creep downstairs, pop the telly on, bang, about lunchtime, Call My Bluff was on.
Yeah.
Do you remember Call My Bluff?
Fuck's sake. No, I've got no idea what you're talking about.
Do you not?
Yeah. Oh.
Did you have a TV?
Pre-rigged thing. Craig, quiz, TV, entrepreneur, wizard master.
I didn't come up with Call My Bluff. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you know Would I Lie to You that's on TV now? It's basically exactly the same as that. But instead of Call My Bluff, because it's football related, it's Ball My Bluff.
Oh, my God.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read out...
Rhonda Jeremy are phoning us now. Backing out.
Sorry, can you pull that that advert back out of the podcast?
Yeah.
Ball My Bluff. So I'm going to give you 6 facts about footballers, and you just have to tell me whether they're true or false.
6?
Yeah, just 6.
Just
not,
the 6.
Not the normal 9,000 questions.
Yeah.
And then
oh, God, you're turning into Asher, exaggerating. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so, lads, We're going to go in.
So let's do it.
So I'll read the statement about the footballer. You choose whether it's true or false. Okay? No cheating.
Loser has Balotelli in the matchday squad for game week 1.
He's still there. If not, we'll find someone else. Someone equally shit.
Yeah.
But last time, it wasn't that he was shit because we thought he might play. Still a good choice.
It was a shit choice, and I did shit, and he got no points for like a month, and it was really hurtful.
Right.
But I still beat Craig.
Okay.
Right, number 1. Here is the fact. Is this true or false? Former West Ham footballer Julian Dix, we mentioned him earlier, has 3 sons and a daughter, all of whom have the middle name Julian. Is that true or false?
Okay,
boys?
And we're both answering this.
Okay,
so
you
have to...
what you have to do what Craig's doing.
You have to make the signal so you don't cheat.
Make a signal under
okay, am I answering first?
Okay.
And Ash,
maybe, I'll tell you what, we'll answer at exactly the same time. So I'll go 1, 2, 3, and then you say
Okay, that works.
So
true or false?
Why are you trying to overtake the quiz, Ash?
No, it's Tom's quiz.
Listen, you were fucking ruthless with me. All right. I had to wear a fucking top.
Okay, after 3, you ready?
I want you to take your trousers off and answer the question.
But why don't we both But I have a thumbs up or thumbs
okay,
down.
Okay, so thumbs up or thumbs down.
Then we're not shouting over each other, then we can just say it.
Okay.
Right.
Professionalism.
Okay. One, two, three, go.
We've both gone with
They've
false.
They've both gone with false. It's false.
Yes.
Well done. He does not have three sons and a daughter with a middle name. Julian has four sons and six daughters. Uncle Jim.
That's Amish. Not true.
Right. New York City FC star Frank Lampard has an IQ of 150, which puts him in the top 0.5% of the world's population and is classed as a genius.
Right.
Is that true or false?
Okay, I'm ready.
Are we ready, boys? One, two, three, go.
True.
We both said that's true. It is true.
Yeah, I knew he was a bit of a nerd. I've read that before.
Really?
Yeah.
I just thought Tom was trying to bait me.
Yeah. So you do what I do. Just try and work out what Tom's thinking. Yeah.
Get inside the mind of Tom. Get inside the mind of sort of like a really, really sexy guy.
Yeah. It's sexy crime novelist.
Yeah. Number three. Former French footballer Zinedine Zidane has never been caught offside in his career.
Ooh. That is an interesting one.
Okay, former French footballer Zinedine Zidane was never caught offside in his career.
Okay, I'm ready.
Are we ready, boys?
Yeah.
One, two, three, go. Oh! Craig has said it's true. Ash has said it's false. It's true.
Do you know why I thought that? I don't think Tom's got the footballing knowledge to make up a football fact. He can make up a Julian Dix one about kids.
I don't think so as well.
I was right.
Slightly offensive. If that was me, I would have found that fact on Wikipedia and slightly changed it and gone the opposite way.
He doesn't like not being in control, does
doesn't
he?
Like it. Doesn't like
right.
it.
You've got I'm winning. 3-2.
Right, it's stitch up. It's 3-2 after three questions. Right. Question number four. Former Swansea forward Rory Fallon married his own mother in a village ceremony in his native New Zealand in 2009. Okay. Former Swansea forward Rory Fallon, I think that's how you pronounce it, married his own mother in a village ceremony in his native New Zealand in 2009. Is that true or false?
Ready?
Ready, boys? One, two, three, go. Craig said false, Ash said true. It is, of course, false.
I'm sure I would have read about it.
I made up. And I even put in brackets, in case you were a bit swayed, I put, they have one child together who is technically both his daughter and his sister. So, right, that's 4-2.
And
so
it's probably something that Ash no longer calls people.
Yeah. Yeah, potentially.
Right, 4-2.
Right, it's 4-2.
You need this one.
Two questions left. Right.
Does it start with former footballer by any chance?
It doesn't. But what I did was I made a true and a false one start with the same thing. So, Real Madrid striker Ronaldo was named after former US president Ronald Reagan. Is that true or false?
Okay.
Is that true or false? Are we ready, boys? Yeah. One, two, three, go. Right, so, Craig has said false, Ash has said true, and it's true.
Oh, is it?
It is true. Ash is back in the game.
4-3.
Reagan was greatly admired by Ronaldo's father, and Cristiano Ronaldo's full name is Cristiano Ronaldo dos Santos Aveiro. So, not relevant, but a little bit of extra. So, right, Ash. So, Ash needs this to draw because we have a decider. So, Ash needs this to draw, and Craig,
hope it draws in a way because I'm pretty sure he won't have prepared a tiebreak.
I do have one tiebreak, which you might both get right, so then we're stuffed.
It's perfect.
And then we are going to do headbutting. Right.
Then we fight.
Is this true or false?
Right.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic has over 50 tattoos, one of which is a shield emblazoned with a badger on his back as a homage to Hufflepuff, his favourite Hogwarts house in the Harry Potter novels.
Sweet Jesus.
Right.
Please don't read it.
So Zlatan Ibrahimovic has over 50 tattoos, one of which is a shield emblazoned with a badger on his back as a homage to Hufflepuff, his favourite Hogwarts house in the Harry Potter novels.
See,
a little bit of that. And I'm also thinking, I think I know Tom well enough. I'm not going to give away any, but I think I've got it.
Oh, what? Okay. See, this isn't fair because...
No, I'm reading. I'm trying to read what you're going to do because that's all that matters.
Oh, it's tactical mind games. Tommy's the wizard.
Okay, so
right, are we ready, boys?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Such a stitcher.
Okay. Ready. One, two, three,
Go!
No! Yeah!
They've both gone, it's false. Oh, and sake. It is false. I did make that one up.
Do you know why I thought it was false?
Why?
Because you pretended to stumble over Hufflepuff, and I know full well that you like Harry
really?
Potter.
Really?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay.
I'm calling immediate shenanigans on you being a quiz.
I tried. I went Hufflepuff, and then I said it, and I went Hufflepuff.
And I was like, no, right. There's no way you don't like Hufflepuff.
Okay, right, so we do the tiebreaker for fun. So that is Ash, you have to put Balotelli into.
Ash is putting Adam Johnson
in. Really, you look in your eyes and know the answers.
Right, this is for shits and giggles now, but the tiebreaker is only two footballers, this is just a general question, only two footballers have scored in each minute of 90 minutes of football.
Well, that's really good.
Okay, so do you get the question?
Yeah, but that's a lot of thinking time.
Okay, so who are they? And they're current footballers.
Oh,
is it Aguero? Okay,
so
one?
Current footballers, and you both would have got a chance to answer that. So, what would you have said? Two footballers,
probably Aguero being one.
Well, has scored in every. So he scored in the first minute. He's second minute. Third.
Messi.
Well, there's two.
Oh, Ronaldo and Messi.
Ronaldo Messi.
Well, yeah. So
Ronaldo Messi.
Who is it?
Did you not just say?
Oh, I said Aguero.
Aguero.
Yeah.
Which Ronaldo and Ibrahimovic?
Is it Ibrahimovic?
Yeah.
That's a great little stat though. I like
that. That's not bad, is it? That's not bad because that is literally what I did today. I just statted the shit out of it. I've got so much shit.
What are you going to do when footballfacts.com probably doesn't renew its domain? Then you're in trouble.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But so that was Ball My Bluff. Next time, we're going to be. Are you familiar with Family Fortunes?
Yeah.
More like Family 4-4 Tunes. 4-4 Tunes.
Could have gone with Score Tunes, couldn't you?
Score Tunes. Family 4-4 Tunes.
I like that.
It's good.
You've just got to bring your family in and we'll sort that out.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Fly them in from Scotland, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine. Well, that is about us, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Hope everyone enjoyed that.
But thank you for indulging us because we haven't been together for the whole summer.
It's
so
all right.
Quite good.
I've enjoyed it. That's all that matters, really, isn't it?
And thank you to first people listening for putting up with us for the whole pod because it's been the first time in a while. But next time we podcast, obviously, the site will be launched. People will be picking their squads. We'll be shouting the pin number at you at least 12 times throughout the podcast.
There'll be a pin.
And we'll
tweet
it a lot.
League. Yeah.
And we are looking for thousands upon thousands in our league this year. But that is about it, isn't it?
That'll do, yeah.
So, yeah, get on Twitter, at the Gaffer Tapes. So follow us at the Gaffer Tapes. You can also follow us individually because we tweet a little about football. You can follow Tom.
At @the_Tom_Holmes.
You can follow Ash.
At Ash Kernsworth, comma, full stop.
There's not. Please don't punctuate it. Follow me at Craig Hazel. We'll follow the Gaffer Tapes at the Gaffer Tapes. There's loads and loads of FPL chat on there.
Send us an email, info@thegaffertapes.com. If you want to write a fan blog for us, for the website.
Yeah, please do. The blog's going to be back up and running. So yeah, email us, info@thegaffertapes.com. Really anything football-wise, FPL-wise, even if you want to tell us who you think the best 10 headbutters of the Premier League era
Just email to say how much you enjoyed the quiz.
Don Monahan emailed us a voice clip after.
He did, yeah.
We'll do that next time.
So
please do tweet us or email us. We'll be back next time with another just before the season to get the season going and join our league. But for now, that's all we've got time for. So thank you.
Cheers.
And goodbye.
Goblin King and knocked down the castle, and you think, fucking hell, they're talking about
the serious ones
mental.
Well, Pokemon Go's taking over the world.
Yeah.
Shit, we were.
You've been banging into that shit.
On last night, I was on Eaton Bridge last night at midnight.
Yeah. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Just and there was 23 people on Eaton Bridge at midnight trying to catch Magic Up.
What was it?
You say people.
I was about to say the price of oysters has gone up in Windsor.
No, loads of people out there. Like running around.
There's been loads of accidents of people being hit by cars.
Good.
And stuff.
It's evolution. It's just wheedling out all the fucking.
But listen to you. You're like, I've just got a new phone yesterday. Look, it's got a thumbprint. Some people are using their phones. What a bunch of cunts.
I would pay money to listen to a podcast where you download Pokemon Go
and walk around Windsor.
Just try and get into it.
I asked the IT bloke at work how it works.
iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As it were, more familiar with a Nokia 3210. That had Snake too. You could go through the walls. How are you ever going to die? How can I die? Oh, yeah, like that. The end.
But it is, like, it's going to, are people like, Lord of the Rings and Star Wars? Are they going to copy the game and just do it with their own characters and stuff so you can pick up goblins and shit?
I don't know, because it's a it's already a copy of a game.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, there's a game called, I think it's called Ingress.
It
looks...
Ingress, probably called Ingress.
Oh, it might be called Ingress or something.
I've got a version 3 and 4 on my...
But I was... And it's exactly, set out exactly the same. And it's like, there are these points and you're all in a team and you're fighting this war and you go up to the point and you hack it. And I've seen, and you'll see people play it. Although now you see people playing Pokemon Go. But I one day went to Google Campus and there was loads of people sat around like they were working. And I was like, oh, and then someone showed me their phone and it was like a fucking mega battlefield. People are just dicking about on their phones.
Paddy Power pretending to do stuff. Paddy Power offering odds on which Premiership football will be the first to be seen playing Pokemon Go and which football ground will be the first to ban the game.
Oh shit!
But Man City have turned their part of their like their ground as a Pokemon gym. I don't know what that means, but I think that means there's a lot of them there.
Mm.
Is that not just their new mascot, Pokemon?
Pokemon
gym.
No, it's Pokemon gym.
West Ham and Man City have both got FIFA teams, haven't they? Not teams in FIFA. They've brought a professional.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They've hired a professional FIFA player.
Yeah, they pay people.
What?
So like. There's, I remember because a German club hired an English lad to do it. So they play, you know, on Sky Sports showed the FIFA World Cup for the first time recently. And so clubs have started to hire people to play online because it's their brand. They always play as their club. They wear their club's colours on their logo, on their badges, everything. So they their whole profile is kitted out in their club. And they basically are the official representative of West Ham and play online as West Ham.
Really?
And they get paid to play FIFA.
Fucking hell.
Like, we get paid to podcast.
Yeah, something like